This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of July 2025. Essence, sweet children, first of all, give everyone the Father's true introduction and prove to them who the God of the Gita is. Your name will then be glorified. Question. You children have gone through all four ages of the cycle. What is the custom that has continued on the path of devotion? Answer, because of your having gone around the cycle of all four ages, they put all the scriptures, idols, etc., on a cart and go around in all four directions. Then they go back home and put them to sleep. You become Brahmins, deities, warriors, etc. In memory of your going around this cycle, they started the custom of taking the scriptures around. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Whenever you explain to anyone, first of all, make it clear that there is only the one father. There is no need to ask if there is one father or many fathers. If you did, they could mention many fathers. You just have to say, the Father, the Creator, God the Father is the only one. He is the Father of all souls. You must not tell them straight away that he is a point. They would become confused by that. First of all, explain very clearly that there are two fathers, the one of this world, Laukik, and the one beyond this world, Parlaukik. Everyone has a physical father, and everyone calls the other one Kuda or God. In fact, he is one and the same. Everyone remembers that one. First of all, make them have the firm faith that the Father is the one who creates heaven. He comes here in order to make you into the masters of the world. This is called Shiv Janti. You also know that it is only in Bharat that the creator of heaven creates heaven, where there is the kingdom of deities. Therefore, first of all, the father's introduction has to be given. His name is Shiva. In the Gita, it says God speaks. First of all, make this firm for them and get them to write it down. It says in the Gita, God speaks. I teach you Raja Yoga. That is, I change you from an ordinary human into Narayan. Who can make you this? This definitely has to be explained. You also have to explain who God is. Lakshmi and Narayan, who are number one in the golden age, must surely take 84 births. Those of other religions come later. They cannot have as many births. Only those who come first take 84 births. They don't study any of this in the golden age. They must surely have studied everything at the confluence age. So first of all, you have to give the father's introduction. Just as souls cannot be seen but can be understood, in the same way the supreme soul cannot be seen. However, the intellect can understand that he is the father of us souls. He is called the supreme soul. He is ever pure. He has to come and purify the impure world. Therefore, when you first explain and prove that there is only the one father, it can also be proved that the God of the Gita cannot be Sri Krishna. You children have to explain and prove that only the one Father is called the truth. All the other things, physical rituals and going on pilgrimages, etc., are mentioned in the scriptures of the path of devotion. Those things are not mentioned on the path of this knowledge. There are no scriptures here. The Father comes and explains all of these secrets. First of all, you children will gain victory by proving the fact that God is incorporeal, not corporeal. God, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva speaks. God is the ocean of knowledge and the father of everyone. Sri Krishna couldn't be the father of everyone. He couldn't say to anyone, renounce all bodily religions and remember me alone. This is such an easy aspect. However, human beings have become very firm in their devotion because of having read so many scriptures. Nowadays, they put the scriptures, etc., in a cart and take them around the town. They also take their idols and the grump around. Then they come back home and put them back to sleep. You children know that you go around the cycle and become deities, then warriors, merchants, and shudras. In memory of your going around the cycle, they take the scriptures around and then take them back home and put them away. They have a fixed day for taking the scriptures around. Therefore, you first have to prove that the versions in the Gita were spoken by God Shiva and not by Sri Krishna. Only Shiva is beyond rebirth. He definitely comes, but his birth is divine. He comes here and enters Bhagirath, the lucky chariot. He comes and purifies the impure. He comes here to give the secrets of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. No one else has this knowledge. The Father himself has to come to give his own introduction. The main thing is the Father's introduction. If you prove that he is the God of the Gita, your name will be glorified. Therefore, make such leaflets in which you also have pictures and drop these leaflets from an aeroplane. The Father continues to explain main things. If you gain victory over this one main thing, you can gain victory over everything. Your name will be glorified a great deal in this. No one will argue with you about this. This is a very clear matter. The Father says, how could I be omnipresent? I come and give you children this knowledge. People even call out, come and purify us. Give us the knowledge of the Creator and creation. The praise of the Father is distinct from the praise of Sri Krishna. It isn't that Shiv Baba comes and becomes Sri Krishna or Narayan or that he takes 84 births, no. Your intellects should be kept busy thinking about how to explain all these things. The main thing is the Gita. It says God speaks. Therefore, God would surely need a mouth. However, God is incorporeal. How can a soul speak without a mouth? This is why, he says, I take the support of an ordinary body. The ones who first become Lakshmi and Narayan are the ones who take 84 births. Then, when he comes to the end of the cycle, I enter that one's body. I come at the end of the many births of Sri Krishna. Churn the ocean of this knowledge as to how you can explain it to others. Just through this one aspect, your name will be glorified and everyone will come to know the Father, the Creator. Then many will come to you. They will invite you to go and give lectures. This is why Alpha has to be proved and explained first. You children know that you are claiming your inheritance of heaven from the Father. Baba comes into Bharat every 5,000 years and enters this lucky chariot. This one in whom God comes and sits is the most fortunate one. This is not a small thing. God sits in this one and explains to you children that he comes and enters this one's body at the end of the last of his many births. This present chariot is of the soul that was in Sri Krishna. It is not Sri Krishna himself, but the last body of his many births. The features and occupation change in each birth. The one that I enter at the end of his many births then becomes Sri Krishna. I come at the confluence age. You belong to the Father and also claim your inheritance from him. The Father teaches you and then takes you back home with him. There is no difficulty in this. The Father simply says, constantly remember me alone. Therefore, think very carefully about how to write this. Due to this main mistake, Bharat has become unrighteous, irreligious, and insolvent. The Father comes again to teach Raja Yoga. He makes Bharat righteous and solvent. He makes the whole world righteous. At that time, you alone are the masters of the whole world. It is said, I wish you long life and prosperity. Baba doesn't give you the blessing, may you live forever. It is the sages who say, may you become immortal. You children understand that immortal ones would surely exist in a land of immortality. How can there be immortal beings in this land of death? When you children hold meetings, you ask the Father for advice. Baba advises you that you should all send your own opinions in writing in advance, and you can all get together. That advice can then be put in a murli and go to everyone. 2,000 to 3,000 rupees would be saved. 2 or 3 centers could be opened with that amount. You should go from village to village, taking all the pictures, etc., with you. You children shouldn't have too much interest in the things of the subtle region. Because there are the pictures of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, a little about them has to be explained. They have a small part in between. You just go and meet them. There is nothing else. This is why there shouldn't be too much interest in those things. Souls are invoked here and shown everything. Some even come and cry. Some meet with love and some shed tears of sorrow. All of that is part of the drama. It is called chit-chat. People invite the soul of someone into the body of a Brahmin priest who is made to wear those clothes, etc. However, the body has perished. Therefore, who would wear those clothes? You don't have that custom. There is no question of crying, etc. Otherwise, how could you become the highest of all? There definitely is this intermediate confluence age when you have to become pure. When you prove this one thing, they will say that what you say is absolutely right. God can never tell lies. Then many will have a lot of love. Many will come. You children continue to receive all the points at the right time. You will see what will happen at the end. There will be war. Bombs will be dropped. There will first be death on the other side. Here, rivers of blood will flow. Then there will be rivers of milk and ghee, clarified butter. The smoke will first emerge abroad. There is a lot of fear there. Many huge bombs have been made. Look what they put in them. Whole cities are wiped out. You have to explain who established the kingdom of heaven. Heavenly God the Father definitely comes at the confluence age. You know that this is now the confluence age. The main thing that is explained to you is remembrance of the Father. It is by having this remembrance that your sins will be cut away. When God came, he said, "Remember me alone, and you will become Satyapradhan and go to the land of liberation." The cycle will then repeat from the beginning. There will be deityism, then Islamism and Buddhism. You students should keep this full knowledge in your intellects. You should remain very happy that you are earning such a huge income. Immortal Baba is telling you the story of immortality. You have been given many names. The main religion of deityism exists first. Then, as the tree continues to grow, the population gradually increases. There are then innumerable religions and many opinions. This one religion is established with one Srimat. There is no question of duality. The spiritual father sits here and explains the spiritual knowledge to you. You children should remain happy. You know that the Father is teaching you. You speak from experience. Therefore, have the pure pride of knowing that God is teaching you. What else do you need? Since you are becoming the masters of the world, why isn't there that happiness? Or is there doubt in your faith? There shouldn't be any doubt about the Father. Maya brings doubts and makes you forget him. Baba has explained that Maya deceives you a great deal with your eyes. When you see something tasty, you are tempted to eat it. When your eyes see something, anger emerges and you want to hit someone. If you didn't see that person, you wouldn't hit him. It is when your eyes see something that there is greed and attachment to. The eyes are the main organs that deceive you. You have to keep full guard over them. When you souls receive this knowledge, all your criminal behavior should stop. It isn't that you have to remove your eyes. You have to make your criminal eyes civil. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhagdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana 1. Constantly maintain the happiness and intoxication that God is teaching you. Never allow your intellect to have any doubts about anything. Maintain pure pride. 2. Don't have too much interest in the things of the subtle region. Make full effort to make the soul Satyapradhan. Discuss among yourselves how to give everyone the Father's true introduction. Blessing. May you be an accurate yogi and pass with honors by keeping your speed of effort intense and your breaks powerful. According to the present time, your speed of effort has to be intense and your breaks have to be powerful. Only then will you be able to pass with honors at the end, because the circumstances at that time will put many thoughts into your intellect. At that time, you must have the practice of going beyond all thoughts and remaining stable in one thought. When your mind is scattered in expansion, you need to have the practice of putting a stop. And when you say stop, it stops. Stabilize your intellect in one thought whenever you want and however you want. This is accurate yoga. Slogan. You are obedient servants, and so you cannot be nonchalant. A servant means someone who is always present on service. Avyak signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. By giving you an injection, they are able to put energy into your blood. In the same way, your elevated thoughts will work like an injection. There is now a need for the type of service in which souls receive power in their thoughts through your thoughts. Accumulate the power of pure and elevated thoughts for your own safety and to develop fearlessness. Only then will the end be beautiful. You will then be able to become cooperative in the unlimited task and claim a right to the unlimited kingdom of the world. Om Shanti.